to Bass Records. Hey, yo, Hunter. Roll up another one of them congressional blunts, brother. He was gonna get his laptop fixed, but Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna show all them dick pics, but Hunter got high. He should've let Hillary bleach his whole hard drive. Yeah, hey, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna mess with the hoes, but Hunter got high. He was gonna take them all out on the boat, but Hunter got high. He's the smartest man Joe ever knew in his life. Yeah, hey, to Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. La da 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 da. He was gonna go visit his dad, but Hunter got high. He thought he had a secret stash, but Hunter got high. The White House got shut down. We all know why. Yeah, hey, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He never could pay worth a fuck. Hunter got high. Now he gets a half a million up. Damn, that's high.
That's high to above.
That's higher than me.
Biden never used to start with BUI. Yeah, to Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Ukraine wasn't part of the plan till Hunter got high. China wasn't that big of a fan till Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna split it all with the old big guy. Yeah, till Hunter got high. Till Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna go to court, but Hunter got high. He never been indicted before, but Hunter got high. His attorney's out smoking a bowl, and we all know why. Yeah, cause Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He was making 80 G's a month, but Hunter got high. On a job, brother, ain't never done. Hunter got high. He got more LLCs than John Gotti's ex-wife. Yeah, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. His cousin was never a pimp till Hunter got high. He had the best friends that money could rent, but Hunter got high. Just imagine if he wasn't rich and so damn white. Yeah, the cops would raid his house, eat his lemon pound cake, disconnect his cameras, and steal his money.
Hello, Murray. Welcome. Says, how you doing?
I think I'm doing all right.
That's
Thank
good.
Thank you for that really tasty listening lick.
You like it?
That you just played, babe.
Do you like it, though, did you?
Say that again.
Did you like it? Was it pretty good? Like it?
I think it was very telling about what we continue to get lied to by mainstream media, and it was some truth telling that everybody needed to hear. So yeah.
Yeah, we've been played like for fools. We've been played for fools.
I agree.
Can I put you a quick minute song on that I think you really like? A little, really short one? I think you will really like this.
Do it.
Welcome to the shit show.
Day, I'm
Welcome to the shit show. Every single day, a new flavor of fuckery. Cause everybody's such, you see, and they're dumber than a bag of twats. Monday, bullshit. Tuesday, bullshit. Wednesday, hey, what the fuck? And then four more days of increasingly stupid, ridiculous, ignorant, boulder, dash, poppycock, bollocks, and fuckery.
Yeah, that's a good way to an analogy of the situation at hand. Be quiet there. Not very good for broadcast, if you know what I mean. What are you doing? Are you there? No, you're going to have a cigarette? That's the way. That's the way.
It was hard to know who was more crazy. Me.
Okay. Oh, what's that? You're back.
No, I'm here. What's on your mind?
Nothing really. I just done a show about, you know, holistic well-being and things like that, you know, herbs and all that sort of stuff, yeah. Mind frames and, yeah, how to get your mind back, you know, into sort of a perspective that it should be and what it does play, water, I guess. I don't know, I just went on all sorts of different things.
Yeah. I was just refreshing myself today on the Great Leap Forward of China, 1958 to 62 or so. When about 40 million people starved to death because of bad government planning.
Oh, yeah. No, it happens all over the place. Starvation is one of their biggest tools all the way back to Jacob, really, when you think about it. It goes way back in history, starvation of people. Sadly, that quite a few bits of it are deliberate, you know.
And, well, one of the things about the Great
Leap. Oh, you've completely cut out. Yeah, you're completely gone.
I lie.
This is gone. You're left. Hey, you got to watch it if you can still hear me. Oh, she's out. Okay, I'll tell her when she comes back in. Happens to me. If she's on her phone or something, it can black out. Once the black screen goes on your timeout in 10 minutes, it usually, yeah, takes you out. Because you're just talking and not actually touching your phone, I gather.
To understand who it was, you have to go back to another time, when the world was powered by the black fuel, and the desert sprouted great cities of pipe and steel. Gone now, swept away, for reasons long forgotten, two mighty warrior tribes went to war, and touched all the blaze which had gone. The house of straw, a thunder machine sputtered and stopped. The leaders talked and talked and talked. And nothing could stem the avalanche.
Are you back? Oh, I think I can hear you. Are you back, Maria? Oh, yeah, I can hear you now. How you doing? Can you hear me now? Or what's going on here?
I don't know why my audio keeps cutting out. I have trouble using Podbean.
Yeah, lately, if your screen goes black, it'll cut you out. So you just have to go out and come back in, unfortunately. If you're on a phone.
Yeah.
Not on a laptop or anything.
It won't let me use it on my laptop, which is frustrating.
Yeah, you can get an application for it. It's quite easy to download. It's free.
Oh, well. Maybe that's a US thing. It won't let me do it.
No, there's a program you can put on your computer called BlueStacks. I think it's BlueStacks. Oh, I can't remember the number after it, but you'll find it. And you can use all your Android products on your actual computer. All your apps and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd love that. That's so handy because you can use all your Android things on your actual laptop. Yeah. Everything runs through that and it runs pretty smooth. You can use Telegram, Discord, Skype. I don't know if Skype, you need an app for that. I think that's just a normal thing with Windows. But anything that's Android compatible, yeah, you can use it through that on your laptop. So that might help. Mm. Yeah, it's handy to have. You know, think of all the apps that you've got on your phone that you can actually have on your laptop. That's pretty handy. If you want all those.
I hate having to put apps on my phone.
Yeah, same here. I do it with a cringe. I don't like it at all. Don't like it at all.
I do it with a cringe as well. That's a very good way of putting it.
It even gets to that point when you've got a relative and says, oh, I'm on this chatting program, and it's like, oh, I've already got two or I've already got one, and that's enough, and I don't need another one just for that, and then you don't talk to them anyway. It's just another bit of bullshit spying on you in the background. That's all they're doing. Databasing it. I don't know if you're ever private on here. I think it'd be a bit ridiculous to think that you are more than not. I mean, no matter what you use, they're producing the back doors and everything and all the products. So, I mean, if Raytheon can produce back doors and stuff, why not them and just on a little frickin' phone and stuff? Of course they're going to be doing it. The opportunity's there to do it.
Uninhibited. I mean, you know, in the United States, we just passed another extension of FISA. You know, completely uninhibited spying on American citizens without warrants. We just extended that shit. And it's like it wasn't a big deal.
No.
We just did it. And
my country's turning the same. Yeah, my country, actually the last couple of weeks, it's turning exactly the same.
It's scary as fuck, really, because they are trying to create mass censorship complexes.
Mm-hmm.
Against citizens.
Oh, I've been talking about this for the last year and a half. I've been saying that I probably won't be on by the end of this year. You know, just in the content and crap that I share around, I'd probably be, you know, I wouldn't be able to get on. So I'm not surprised that it's coming that way. They've been talking about this for a while, many years actually, for censorship and where it's all leading, you know, eventually. I mean, look at all the jobs that are leaving now and how much are involved, you know what I mean? It's pretty crazy, like, how many jobs are getting lost. You know, you won't even need reporters no more soon the way things are with AI technology. I mean, R&R just done a good report on it, and Yeah, it's quite incredible to see their technologies now. Just a little bit of your speech, a photo of you, and you've got a whole thing that you wouldn't even know. You'd be talking to someone, you know. They even had a woman in Congress or whatever that went up to someone in high and she had a mask on. She wasn't even her. And the guy, she's talking to him and everything, and he didn't even know it was freaking not even her. That's some freaky stuff, you know, with our technologies now, what we can do. You know, I often wonder about cloaking when people see shadows and stuff because you couldn't see them and they talk about shadow people. I wonder if they're cloakers, a lot of these people, you know. You see their shadow but you can't see them because they've got a cloak over them. I mean, this technology has been around too for a lot of years, so who knows how sophisticated they are with it now. I mean, cloaking's not really that hard if you've got the technology which they've got. Especially on a nano level, like all you're doing is producing the back screen of you to the front screen, so you're not there. But the thing is that cloaking doesn't do, it doesn't get rid of your shadow, which could explain a lot of shadow people encounters, you know, whatever.
Yeah, what I primarily lament is the lack of places for people to have civil discourse, because the civil discourse spaces are continually shut down. Just the same way TikTok was shut down.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants spaces, free spaces that are created.
See, that's the thing that's going to cause problems, because people can't self-express themselves, you know? And that's what causes problems in just about every part of society, down to your relationship, your family. If you can't express yourself, well, it's the same in a war. If you can't express to the other side, and this is where the Freemasons played a bit of a part in the Civil War, because they were diplomatic. They could actually talk on both sides. Once you don't have a diplomacy, pretty much, that's it. Society's screwed. You're going to have self-suppression, so you're going to get more radicals all over the place as well because of that, you know. And it's only going to create them to go underground as well. So you've got they're sort of digging their own grave when it comes to non-self-expression of political agendas, especially, or how they feel about their own country or political parties. That's not a very good sign, man, because you're suppressing them. And once that happens, if you haven't got a voice, what do you do next? You go radical, don't you, usually? A lot of these people will. So you're radicalizing them deliberately, really. You're putting them in a corner that they don't want to be in. You know, they really don't want to be radical, but you're going to make them become radical. You know, that's the weird thing about it. You're actually creating a worse problem, you know. Sit back, you're listening to them, let them be free speech and all that, and maybe question them if you think you need to do that, which they shouldn't anyway, but they do it already. Oh, hello, I see you posted something on Facebook. We just wanted to come around and make sure everything's okay. You know, that's already happening now anyway. So, I don't know. I just think whatever you say online or do, just remember that, you know, it's all out there, that's it. So don't think it's all private and crap, no matter what you do, as far as I'm concerned. I might be completely wrong, but that's my feeling, my gut feeling about it. The world's gone. I think the whole plan, though, Maria, is that they want a civil war. That's pretty much it. They want to implode America from inside. And, you know. All it will take will be a couple of EMP pulses to just tip it off, pretty much. Take out half or most of America or all of it with, you know. And it's not hard. I mean, it's only a nuclear explosion, 20,000 feet, I think, 22,000 feet in the air, and it'll just make an EMP pulse. And then all you got to do is throw in some mini subs on the coastlines, let them detonate, you know, a couple of Ks out of sea, create tsunamis. Done. It's not really hard in technology these days to do something just so simple that you don't need nuclear radiation and things like that, you know. you can actually take out a country pretty quick. And if they their relays, like in America, are, say, like relying on China, well, then they're pretty screwed. They're under their thumb, and especially if they're the ones that have done it to them. So, yeah, we're in a pretty fragile, you know. Yeah, it's really weird. The more technology is evolving, the worse it's getting, really, on stability. That's I've noticed. It's like I'm seeing a tilt of the ship. Every time this new technology is coming out, whether it's AI, whether it's new technologies of warfare, I just see this whole ship just ready to just go to mess. It's only going to take one dude, man, that's pissed off, and that's it. It's all over Red Rover, pretty much. Everyone's going to be letting who knows what the hell they've got these days.
Maybe so. I think the ultimate end result is that the entire world is really pissed off at the shitty behaviors of the United States. They're no longer interested in using the U.S. dollar as their currency for the basis of their transactions.
Yeah, but that's what the BRICS is all about, isn't it? Taking it away from them.
Yeah.
And they're growing and growing and growing.
And I think that if you look through the global history of humanity, there are hegemonic states throughout different periods of global history, and the U.S. is on the decline. We will not continue to be the hegemon at some point, and the U.S. is fighting tooth and nail and using every military resource they possibly can, and perpetual unwinnable wars that are pointless and stupid, to try to have their last grasp at their global hegemony. And the United States just don't deserve to have that position anymore, and we just don't realize it, and we can't let it go.
No.
It should be a cocktail of a bunch of different states. The UN should actually have an international criminal court. Should actually have.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The Geneva Convention sort of style crap. Yeah. I mean, I think you've cut out, so maybe your phone died. I can't hear you, even though you're on there. But I do think that America should implode. I think they've put their tentacles out a little bit too far, where they don't really need to be because of oligarchs. And I don't think it's in the best interest of the American people for where they are and what they're doing. I mean, when you look at the whole system, you know, you're built on a bloody corporation pretty much. So these things are going for foreign interests and bigger powers more than their own sovereign country, you know. So that's the problem I think America's got at the moment that they need to sort out, is just bring everything back. You got some great oil things around Alaska's and all these other issues, and start relying on your own country and bring back exports for the sake of, you know, for saving a couple of dollars, you know what I mean? Like, just, you're just going to have to do it to bring your country back to base, you know, home base. Leave it at that, because you can see the BRICS joining all around them, around us, and you're getting isolated. So are we. Like Australia, there's a couple more bigger sort of countries that are getting really, really smuggled by this whole thing, and we're going to have to try and work out our own independence of sorts, I really do believe, you know. What's going to happen when America cripples and Australia gets invaded from the north? You know, I mean, we're only like 26 million. And we got 200-odd million above us just in Indonesia. Then we got the Chinese, you know. So we're going to eventually, I think, become an Asian continent because there's so many of them here as well now. So I think the geographics are going to change. I don't know about America. I think I might turn into different, like, nearly mini countries instead of states. It's going to be interesting to see where the future goes, though. But there's definitely going to be geographic changes by the looks of things. I mean, even in the states alone, you have conflict sanctions, you know, between each state and the federal sort of parliament. So you can smell independence, if you know what I mean. Yeah, you can sort of smell it in the air. Something's going to come up that's going to be geographical. Can you still hear me?
I don't. I can. I think the most, given what governments all over the globe are doing to silence dissenting voices, I think the dissenting voices are growing beyond their ability to control them and censor them.
Mm-hmm.
And my fondest wish in the wide world is that the dissenting voices overwhelm the so-called representatives in democracy that don't represent, the so-called representatives that are beholden to the establishment that is not elected. I see rising dissent, and I see a lot of powers at work trying to silence it, but I think it will overwhelm, especially with the young people today.
Mm-hmm.
The young people today are rising up in beautiful ways against establishment ideas, thoughts, and powers. And whether or not I agree with them, I agree with them protesting against establishment ideas. It's so badass.
Yeah, just to see that spark and that passion is really, yeah, it's good to see in humans. They've still got that, you know. They haven't completely dumbed us down. You've seen another generation of, like, think of my children. They might be 18, 20, all right. But imagine the knowledge that I know that I've put onto them now, and they're like, oh. So the veil is already lifted from them before they even get to an age where I was starting to conceive it, you know. And that's probably happens a lot these days, is that they're getting revealed to the, like, the Illuminati. Psalm is a big one. They sort of screwed their own agenda there with that, because everyone, oh, what's the Illuminati? Oh, Adam Weishaupt, 1776, and go down these other rabbit holes. And I think they actually made a mess of the whole thing, trying to make a mockery of it. Oh, look at this. And it was in your face with their little eye, and everyone's going, what's this one eyeball thing and all that? So they were sort of digging their own grave, being smart asses, saying, ha ha, we're winning this, like, in your face. And it was like, hey, hold on here. So the tide has just completely turned, you know, in the last, especially the last 5 years, it's just like, psh, it's like backflipped on them, I think, the whole thing. COVID now, people just like, psh, next lockdown, I don't know what's going to, I think that might be the revolution if they try this, if the WHO or the, WF try this lockdown thing again. I think this is going to be the tipping point. I think people are seeing through a lot of bullshit, and they just go, no. Yeah. I mean, look at the protests around the world at the moment. Bloody hell, they're everywhere. Truckers and bloody protests, just about nearly every country. They're all bloody protesting about something. And in the thousands, I mean, tens, oh, what was that? Tens of thousands, the one I've seen before. It was huge. Brazil, I think, was one of them. Yeah, they were just, that's it. It's all out there, yeah. The great day of revelations, really, when you think about it, the great revealing. Nothing will be hidden. The pedophilia that's come out as well, eh? Like all this shit that a lot of people have known about that is now just common knowledge and common talk. Predators in the industries, and it's all just out there now. You know, it's just incredible. And we're all talking in one tongue now. I mean, you can get translations now. I can talk to you in India or freaking Iran or something. You don't even talk English, you know, and just, damn, I can actually talk to you. You know, we've become one world. We've virtually become like the so-called biblical history repeating itself, the so-called one language. Which is interesting because there was already different languages before that it spoke. I don't know what the hell that's all about, but anyway, I think it was more of a collective consciousness of humans, and whatever the force may be doesn't like that. And yeah, we might become too smart maybe in our short, reduced lifespan. Hey, Boogie, welcome to the room, mate.
How you doing, brother?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, oh, that was a good... Oh, well, she just went and you come in. Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'm doing all right. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. A little drunk.
Yeah, well, it's about that time of the night for myself, so that's good.
Yeah, I've been gambling all day, and, you know.
How'd you go, mate? Did you get anything?
God, I've been breaking even, so I figured I'd
just... Oh, that's good, though. Yeah, man, that's good. Yeah, whether it was $20 or $200 or $1,000, if you can break even when you walk out and have a good time, that's the go, man.
Yep. That's right. It's just on these sports, man.
What is it, down the pub or at a casino or something?
No, right here in the Bread Clip studio.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just...
Are you still there?
Basketball and things like that.
Are you still there? Oh, yeah, cool. Oh, good stuff. That's good.
Well, I mean, the Bread Clip studio is my studio.
What do they charge you? Oh, I got you. I thought you were down in some sort of pub.
No.
Too dear for beers. Beers are dear, yeah, man. Bloody hell. Nearly $10 a bloody beer.
Let's see. I started at one. I started out with 600 at 1 p.m., which, you know, my time right now, it's 4:41. And I got up to, since I've been dancing around bullshit all fucking day, was down to 400, and now I'm up to 750.
Nice, nice.
And I'm letting it sit. And just gonna go about a normal Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, man. I reckon you're gonna come home with 1,400. I got 1,400 on my mind.
Yeah.
I'd gamble half of that again and just leave it at that. But I reckon out of that half, you're gonna get a big one.
I'm donezo for the weekend. Donezo okay. For the weekend. Yeah. Nothing going on tomorrow. So.
Do you ever do lottery or anything like that?
Oh, that's a waste of time.
Yeah.
What were you talking about, scratch-offs?
Nah, you know, the weekly lottery or the, what we have here, like Lotto, they call it.
Yeah, we have those too. We have a Powerball and a...
Powerball, yeah, that's another one we have.
Who's your Lotto and a Mega Millions, and yeah. I used to run a pool with a bunch of guys at work, things like that. Nah, it's not worth your time. You know, you'll never win it. And then you got some schmuck. It's always wins it and fucking Egypt.
Yeah. Their life ends up miserable anyway, half the time.
Yeah, well, they end up, you know, just wasting it all anyway.
Yeah, you get all these friends around. It's like when you do homebrew and all of a sudden you got a lot of friends around the house.
Right? I looked at it. It's funny you say that because it's true. I started at, I don't know how it's going to work. We're going to see how it works.
Yep.
But I made some spiced rum.
Ooh, nice one.
Like, made it must, yeah. And,
would you put cinnamon or something in it?
Yep. Cinnamon, orange rind, cloves.
Nice. Yeah.
Cane sugar. And we'll see how it works out. But all my buddies, oh, they're real interested. I'm like, yeah, that's what I fucking thought. You fucking booze hounds.
I thought cinnamon straight away. I had this disgusting one once. It was, they done them with like raspberry or something. It was fire. It tastes like cough medicine. It was the most disgusting freaking brew I've ever tasted.
I don't know. We'll see how it turns out.
No, that'd be nice. Yeah. No, that'd be nice. I used to brew my own.
I've never done it. This is my first time.
Mm.
Years ago, they had these, your own beer making kits. And, just like.
That's what I used to use. Yeah.
You know,
I used
to make beer. Well, and, it wasn't worth the time. Six pack for 3 weeks. Fuck you. Just go to the store.
If you've got the time, though, it is worth it, man. If you put a couple of down at a time and then do it. Like, I used to even just use Coke bottles, like plastic bottles, to brew them while I was brewing that much. I just didn't have enough freaking glass and that. But I done some really heavy ones, like about nearly 3 kilo. And that was like, that shit, man. Yeah, 2 bottles of that, it would be like, they were blowing up, you know, because it was too much sugar in it. But if you can do home brew, you can do spirits. If as long as you've got a still in your around it. I mean, I got a Turbo 5000 still, the top of the range, man. Like, this thing was about $700. And
Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing like that. This is all, stovetop, first time I've ever tried it.
Yeah, this is proper distillery. That'll bring out 98% alcohol when I do it.
Well, and that's just it. Is that I'm a beer drinker, and I'm trying to make the rum, and because I don't drink the booze, you know.
Yep. Did you want to add anything, Nick? Hello, Nick. Good to see you. I don't know if he's talking. There's another guy on here. Oh, not you, Nick. The other Nick. There's another Nick on here. Oh, Maria. Oh, sorry, it's Maria.
Maria.
Shit.
Maria.
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 Brewed my own beer once.
Yeah?
Once and only once. And the level of sanitation that you have to go through with every surface of everything that you do, and then you have to wait weeks for the results, and then the results, and then
it turns out like crap.
It turns out like crap. It really does.
Yeah.
And I've got a really good friend that brews craft beers, and he enters them into state fair competitions.
Oh, that's cool.
And he wins all the time. I am not that person. I recognize that I am not that person. I tried and failed miserably.
Yeah, right.
And I followed every instruction, and I did everything right.
Did you have a heat pad? Did you? So you got to do it in the right temperature too. So that would be the only thing you could fail: contamination or heat pad. Really, it's pretty basic.
I think my hopes and dreams for the beer that I brewed contaminated it.
You're wrong. Such that some trippy stuff.
Yeah, it's a trip. But hey, you know what? At the end of the day, you had a good time doing it, though. Yeah. Right?
That's debatable.
Not a happy day that day, my friend.
Yeah.
But I do have a really good friend that knows how to throw down with a craft beer.
It's the temperature, I'm telling you. You got to keep that temperature right.
I have just settled in my life for having a really good friend that knows how to do some freaky amazing craft beer, and that is not my particular gift in life. I am comfortable with recognizing that. It ain't my thing, but I'm glad to know somebody whose thing it is.
Yeah, isn't that great, though? That you know somebody who's... It's like having a friend that can play guitar like a motherfucker. Or having a friend that can fix your car. Or...
I have those friends, too.
Or a friend that's got some good weed.
Yeah, right. Woo! I have all those friends.
Yeah, that's the way.
That just goes to show the value of having actual, real world, real life friends. Yep. Friends.
I don't have any of those.
You don't have any either.
He's my only friend.
What are they like? Are they all right? Never come across them. Oh, I have a couple of times, but it didn't last too long. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'd like to have a friend, actually. Would you like to be my friend? We can do Skype.
Yeah.
Oh, she's gone silent now. I'm scared of
her. Bloody hell.
We can braid each other's hair while we
Well, my hair's getting a bit thin, you know what I mean?
I'm bald.
On the telly.
You can braid me beard, I guess.
Yeah. We can find ways to bond with each other.
Well, I have cancer, so I don't have any hair anywhere.
How many hairs do you need to braid anything? Because I've got 5 hairs that hang off my nipple that would look pretty cool if they were braided, to be honest with you. They would. I've often thought about it. But I didn't want to get my daughter to do it, you know what I mean?
That would be like... Wow. Yeah, don't...
No, yeah. No, I didn't. Not. That's what I mean. That's the only person I can think of that could do it. The boys are out. I don't know. They'd probably bring in a freaking chainsaw and try and... cut the shit off. Who knows what they'd be doing? Nah. Okay. All right. We'll book a time. I'll fly over. Where are you? North Dakota. Okay. Well, we can do some boob braiding.
North Dakota. You're in North Dakota.
Hey, you can ask.
May sure. I ask what variety of rogue cell?
I'd like Celtic.
I'm sorry?
I like Celtic red cell.
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Is that a form of braiding? No. Are you talking about braiding?
I was asking about the rogue cells running around in your body.
The rogue cells?
Because you said something about cancer?
No.
No, I did.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't hear. I was asking you what variety of rogue cells you had in your body.
I was talking shit.
If you don't mind talking about it.
I was talking shit.
He made it up.
I don't have cancer. I'm a horrible person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I'm just throwing that out there.
He's working on it, though. He's working on it.
I'm a comedian by trade, and I just tried. I was trying to make a joke, and wouldn't.
He's got a nicotine patch on his thyroid gland.
Horrible person than have cancer. So I'm glad to hear it. I salute you.
What, to not have cancer? Thank God. Yeah.
No, I'm saluting you being a horrible person.
Oh, yeah, no, great, thank you.
I appreciate that as well. but I also, I'm sorry. I'm being wicked.
No, you're right.
Sarcasm is great.
I just worked a long time on clinical trials and budgeted them in oncology. So I was trying to extend some sympathy to you, but it was like a false flag.
Well, I guess, you know, at the end of the day, you know the best thing about stage 4 cancer is?
There's no stage 5?
Oh, just say it. Oh, come on, just say it.
There is no stage 5.
Stage 5 would be death.
Well,
bloody hell.
Anyway,
drum roll. The drum roll of stage 4.
What's 0 minus 2?
Oh, come on.
No, what's 0 minus 2?
Are you expecting me to say something other than negative 2?
No. So is 0 minus 2 is negative 2. You know what that equals?
Foreplay?
No, the amount of parents orphans have.
You know what? Wow.
That would actually be absolute 0, not negative 2. But you want
0
me to
minus
tell
0
you...
is
no, you can't take 0. You can't take 2 from 0. She's right, Boogie.
Oh, damn it. Fucking
2 bad. Against 1. Nee, 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 nee.
Yeah, I'm over here trying to write jokes.
Yeah, I'm working it.
No, I am not the originator of this joke. It's just very horrible and awful.
I'm gonna love every bit of it.
And you may have heard it before, but I will be graphic. Okay, so guy's fucking his girlfriend.
Uh oh.
Okay.
He's totally going at it. He's just fucking the shit out of his girlfriend. And all of a sudden, he just turns her over, flips her over, and starts fucking her in the ass.
Nice.
And she says, "Isn't it awfully presumptuous of you to think I want to be fucked in the ass?" And he says, "Isn't presumptuous a really big word for a 13-year-old? That was just for you.
I love it. Oh my God, I love it so much.
Moving right along. Next on our agenda.
Sorry. Hey, one more joke. She had that one. How do you get a 4-year-old to stop crying?
Talk to it.
Sweetheart, you there?
Maria.
Maria.
Fuck, I hear you. Damn it.
Answer his question.
How do you stop a 4-year-old from crying?
I don't even want to think about it. You tell me.
Use more lube. Anyway.
Okay. Will that's the beauty
of the firestorm of fear.
That is so much worse.
Men begin to feed on me.
Yes, it is.
What's worse than putting a baby up on a clothesline and spinning it around, Maria? Stopping it with a pitchfork.
It was hard to know who was more crazy. Me. Or Sith Osmond. My life.
Oh, well. Well, we've gone down that. We've all met each other. Yeah, that's great.
She left.
She left. She couldn't handle it. Bloody hell, got too deep. That was some scary stuff. That, I don't even think that was a joke, man. I'm going to report her.
I know. Child.
She made me blush. She'd make a truck driver no, blush.
She got me pretty good with that one. I'm a dark son of a bitch.
Yeah, but that's like, whoa. Took my show to the next level, man. Bloody, I'm going to get complaints all night for sure.
All three listeners.
Yeah. My all three freaking downloads. Woo! I'm not impressed with that show, Osman. Hey, I'm on RSS feed, man. I'm out there. I'm on 30 different platforms, bloody hell.
I guess I am too.
Between me, you, and the 30,000 listeners, that's all we're talking about.
Wah, 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 wah. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo? Oh, yeah. They can get pretty big here, man. Those big reds, bloody hell! I get them through my property. You go for it.
I'm trying to fuck with a kangaroo. Yeah, man, I see them all the. Well, I delivered to the zoo, where I live. Like I delivered feed and fucking shavings and bedding and things like that. And so I've got to see the kangaroos, and I went to touch the son of a bitch. He was not having that shit.
You're wrong.
Because I'm a fucking stranger. I'm stranger danger. Yeah. Like, his keepers were like, don't go close to there. Don't go. I was like, nah, I'm gonna. I want a selfie. And they went fucking nuts.
Oh, yeah. Did they rip your guts out or anything? They were in Cyprus,
no.
Man.
But they fucking called my workplace and I got fucking. I didn't get wrote up. Like, yeah.
I have them through my property, but they're gray roos there. They're not as big as the big reds in the outback, man. They're huge, man. They look like bloody bodybuilders, these things. They're crazy, man, to watch, to have a look at. In real life, you know, you might see it on TV, but when you're out there and you're looking down in your car, man, it's just like, Jesus. Something out of Jurassic Park. It's pretty trippy, man. They're a trippy creature. Like a big rat. Bouncing around.
You can eat your face like a big rat. That's a pretty big fucking rat.
Hey, have you ever owned a parrot?
No.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool, I reckon. I'm thinking about getting a parrot.
Why not? Walk around with them on your shoulder?
Yeah. Hiya there, me hearty. There's a really nice breed that I actually come across today. The breed that I wanted, they're not here in Australia. I can't really get them. They're pretty crappy. But there's a bloody, I come across this nice, she's actually selling it at the moment. She's gone. She's bloody gone.
Maria?
Not Maria. No, she was the one I think that told me about the bird, but I found another one that's a breeder here that raises them from hand, and they're about the same size and everything. Oh, there it is. Blue Quaker, they're called. Yeah, So I'm thinking of getting a blue Quaker. So pretty similar to the one that Maria was talking to me last night about. Well, not before. A bit of a yarn with her. Yeah, man.
I have a cat.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but a cat can't talk back. I want something that says, hey, you little Billy bastard. You know, you just yell at me or something. I want to teach it, you know, like crazy stuff. I'm going to play it neo-Nazi sort of films, like from history and that. Ah, oh, it's just going to be crazy, man. I just got to go shut all these blinds because it's just got dark here. So I'm just going to have a quick break. I'll be back in a sec. I'm just going to just take a sec.
Sounds like Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm going to actually just have a quick break for Carry Me Home. Akadaka, man. Let's do it.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
The old girl just ain't what she used to be. Right, here she goes. Right, I'm back in a sec. I've got to go shut all these blinds. Perverts. You know what I mean? Yep.